It was not much of a winter, and certainly a tough season for those anglers that love to be out on the ice. No doubt here in southern Minnesota, around the cities, boy, it was really, really tough, but even tough up north. And Steve Kearney joins us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. He's been joining us for years here on the weekend. And, Steve, really time to put the gear away and think about the opener.
You got it, Steve. Good afternoon. I am so glad it's over. I can't even tell you. I am so happy. I spent the last 3 days putting everything away. And, yeah, there's a lot of things, you know, when you put your stuff away, your ice fishing stuff, there's some things you really need to take heed on. Number one is your auger blades. You know, we're using lithium battery-powered augers these days. But those blades, you just put it away in your garage or in your pole building, you're going to be total rust by next fall, and that is bad news. So make sure you get some WD-40, spray those blades down really good, and then put that cover back on, and you'll be fine by next fall. But there's a lot of things. You know, hub houses, Steve, you know, those are huge. Those kind of tent-like structures you see everywhere that have become very popular, they have turnbuckles on the inside where those bars are hooked into, and those will really rust up, and you got to get some WD on that too. And you know, the big thing with these portables and hub houses, put them out in your driveway, air them out. Don't dare put those things away wet, because you're going to have mold and all kinds of issues, because you know, those are put away for 7 or 8 months, and if they're put away wet, you're going to have issues. So you know, you got to really you know, pay attention. You just can't throw the stuff in a corner and, you know, expect it's going to be fine in 8 or 9 months. So it takes some preparation, you know, for next year.
Yeah, and Steve, clean and dry is the big one. And I think no matter what outdoor gear you're talking about, you want to clean, you want to dry, and you want to store it in a way that it's going to keep those critters, especially if you're going to be in a shed or an outbuilding or in a storage unit, et cetera. You gotta make sure. And then beyond that, you know, any of this electronic equipment, you know, anything with wires, et cetera, you want to put some sort of repellent in there to keep the critters away.
Yeah, you know, Steve, you can take, like, dryer sheets and throw them in your portable, and that works just fine. But, yeah, you definitely want to air those out and get all the dead wax worms out of the floor and any kind of, you know, protein in there that the mice are going to find. And try to get those hub houses and those portables up off the floor. Get them off 2 or 3 feet and get a little elevation and keep them off the floor, whether it's in a pole building or garage. You know, be a lot more successful keeping the rodents and the critters out of there. And also your reels. You know, I know so many guys get done with ice fishing, they're tired, they take their reels and rods, they throw them in a bucket, and they're in a garage. And it's like, you can't do that. You got to strip all that line off and get rid of that monofilament, because you leave it sitting in a pail or whatever it is for 8 months, you're going to have serious memory issues, because that's what, you know, monofilament will do. It develops memory over time. And next, you know, fall, you know, early winter, you take those reels out, you're going to have bird nest problems. And that is no fun when it's cold out. So I just tell people, strip the line off, take it completely off, and then, you know, re-rig next fall and put fresh line on. So very important.
Steve Kearney joining us, Steve Kearney Outdoors. Rumor was you were at the Missouri River.
Wrong rumor, Steve. I'll be there at the end of the week. Right. I just brought my new boat home today, kind of tearing through it, getting some of the bugs out, getting things rigged up. So I'm going to have a group at the end of the week on the Missouri River looking for at least 2 decent days of 50s. I would love to see a couple days of 50s, but it's been really a roller coaster out there. You know, one day is nice, but as you know, in the Dakotas, when you used to live there, it's pretty tough to get 2 days in a row of stable weather in the Dakotas at this time of the year. But I'm going to take a shot at it. I'm going to be at the Sioux Falls Sports Show right after that. So I'll be in South Dakota for a whole week, if you can believe that.
Yes, and hopefully you'll be able to check in next week on the show and give us an update on what happened out there. But right now it's just kind of a waiting game, and South Dakota certainly is a good option if you're willing to make the drive. I mean, in reality, from the cities to Chamberlain, if you stick with it, you can get there in 6 hours.
Yeah, it's about 6.5. It's actually 372 miles, if you want to get very specific. And I've made that hundreds of times. And
yep.
But there's other options. You know, the Rainy River up in northern Minnesota will be opening up in the next week or so. You got Devil's Lake, fishing from shore, you know, is really good, probably another couple of weeks. And I think we're going to have ice out northwestern Minnesota, northern Minnesota. It could be 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. So
wow.
It looks like we're going to be at least a month ahead of schedule. So it's going to make it really interesting for the walleye opener and, you know, see what the crappies are doing and Traverse and Big Stone and all those things that are coming up. So, yeah, we'll see. But, boy, we need rain, Steve. We got to get some rain. The lakes are hurting. I've looked at a lot of the accesses, and they're so low. There's a lot of weeds sticking up there that weren't before. And, boy, we need a regeneration of rain. Obviously, we're not getting snow, but, boy, we could use some rain because we're going to be in trouble, I think, this spring.
Yeah, and there is a little bit of rain in the forecast coming up. And really, the only good news for winter lovers, and really, if we do get rain here in the cities in southern Minnesota, there isn't any frost in the ground, so at least it's going to be able to soak in and it's not going to run off. And you know, it just never seen anything like it. I've been around a while. You've been around a while. This is one for the books for sure.
Yeah, and there's going to be some issues with that invasive weed called curly pondweed, which tends to really take off in the spring on a lot of lakes. And when we have no snow cover, a lot of those weeds actually grew through the winter because there was, you know, you had sunlight penetrating. And, you know, with the low water and this weird winter without snow, there could be some serious invasive weed issues here coming up this spring. I can kind of see it coming. But, again, if we get a lot of rain, that's going to really help and, you know, make things better than what I think I see right now. And so we'll just have to see, you know, what Mother Nature throws at us. And we're heading to a great period here coming up in the spring. Really looking forward to it, especially the early crappie fishing. We could get maybe another 4 or 5 weeks of good crappie fishing here with this early ice out. So it looks good for the most part.
All right, Steve, safe travels to South Dakota and the Missouri River, and we'll visit with you again in a week.
Sounds great, Steve. Have a great rest of your weekend.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors joining us here on the weekends for years and years.